This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. My name is Simon Smart, and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Well, this week I'm bringing you an interview with theologian and author Kevin Van Hooser that I recorded in his home north of Chicago. Van Hooser is someone who believes that theology, the study of the nature of God, has something to say to every area of life. In this part of the interview, he explains why he thinks the church has a role of being uniquely countercultural.
Is it possible to get outside of your culture in order to have the right perspective?
As I said, if you travel, then literally you're outside your culture for a bit, although we tend to take it with us because the culture shapes us into particular kinds of people that with habits, and it's hard to change those habits. But frankly, I think the church, if you can't afford to travel, go to church because you're going to be in a different world. You're going to be in a different culture, a counterculture. To a large extent, one of the purposes to go to church, besides focusing on what is real, and that is God and worship and so on, one of the reasons to go to church is to become part of a countercultural community.
So at its best, what does the church offer that's countercultural?
At its best, and it isn't always at its best, but at its best, it offers a place of peace and reconciliation and forgiveness, a place where conflict is resolved in a just way. And then it also provides a place where justice is done, where we care about the widow and the poor, and where we support institutions like marriage that, again, I believe God has ordained for the good of society and individuals. So at its best, the church is to be a place where society is renewed and refreshed and reoriented.
Now, our societies are increasingly pluralistic and multicultural. It seems a bit utopian to think we might have something that's a common basis that we can share and therefore live peaceably together. How does this practice of yours of sort of understanding and critiquing culture assist us in that task of making peace with the other?
Well, first of all, we have to understand the other. It seems as though in human history the reflex has been to demonize the other, to be threatened by the other, because otherness, so long as it exists, represents a challenge or a threat to me. Again, I'm impressed by how otherness and difference is able to coexist harmoniously in the church. At its best, the church is a multiracial entity, where differences enrich rather than threaten. And what do we have in common? Well, we have in common humanity, although that doesn't seem to be the case on our planet, because that, just to say that, doesn't solve wars. But we do have in common our humanity. I think we have in common a common hope. But at the heart of the Christian church service, besides listening to the Word of God, which tells us what He's done for us, is a practice. It's a cultural practice. It's sharing a meal. It's a rich sharing, and the meal is an anticipation and a reminder of what God has already shared with us. But this should be a picture of a multiracial community with class differences and different interests, all the differences you can imagine, but united and coming together in celebrating. There is a oneness of creaturehood, but then also a oneness I believe Christ, Jesus Christ, makes possible, a oneness of heart.
And so it's at its best, again, something that infuses all of life, isn't it? As a theologian, you would think it's more than just about a religious practice or an event.
Sure, because though the church comes together to remind itself of what it has in common, it also goes out. It's not supposed to simply be a sect and stay within its four walls. I remember seeing over the exit door of a church a little notice, you know, your mission begins here. And that means as you're going out. And the point is we are to go out and to embody in our individual lives and in our families in all places of society, this new germ, this germ that is supposed to renew society, this new vision for forgiveness, love, reconciliation, and justice. And we're not simply to talk about it, we're supposed to start practicing it wherever we are.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.